Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Tyler Bruner on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Iowa Department of Natural Resources fisheries biologist Chad Dolan about how hot summer days can affect fishing success.
When it comes to fish kind of responding to the heat, what are some sort of things that they try to do to cool off?
Biggest thing, you know, typically, you know, a fish is going to be found in the shallows where there's a lot of productivity, whether it be plant life, and then obviously that draws in little fish, you know, etc. But when these temperatures rise and that water gets warm, they're just going to scoot, you know, and find that cool water. And like I said, it's usually a little bit deeper water and kind of suspend, you know, in cooler water as an attempt to essentially lower their body temp and stay at a comfortable level, because obviously the warmer, you know, that body gets, the metabolism increases, and it can actually, you know, if the water temperature is warm enough, then the body temperature increases enough, can start causing, you know, problems with fish survival. You know, it's just, you know, those aren't optimal temperatures for a fish to be in. And so that's what they'll do. They'll also, I mean, they might do that by seeking out overhanging trees, you know, shade areas, and provide a little bit cooler water. They'll limit their activity to, you know, mornings and evenings when temperatures are a little bit cooler. And then if you come, you know, obviously fishing at noon or 2 o'clock in the afternoon, probably not going to see a lot of fish activity because, you know, obviously the sun's at its highest and strongest, and they're going to avoid, you know, activity during those time periods for sure.
Keeping on that kind of trail of how fishers can take advantage of hot days and go at the right times, what would be kind of your advice when fishers are looking to fish on a hot day?
Personally, and I just think it's good advice, is if anybody has been fishing a lot, and they probably heard it from, you know, grandpa, you know, in the past, is it best to go fishing in the morning and evening? Well, I would say especially so when we're dealing with these hot temperatures, because of the inactivity of fish during the hottest part of the day, you're going to want to target, you know, those early mornings when temperatures are cooler, water temperatures have lowered a bit, you know, at least overnight. And then again, you know, as the sun goes down, you know, temperatures are cooling off a little bit. You know, fish have been sedentary all day. They're not moving a whole lot. But then obviously, you know, as the sun goes down, things cool off, that might peak a little bit of a feeding event. And so by targeting, you know, those cooler periods of the day, that's going to increase the level of success, you know, for an angler. That being said, you know, when we do get into periods like we are in now, where, you know, water temperatures are very, very high, you know, we're not cooling off to any great degree, fishing success may still be poor until, you know, that next cold front moves in and just kind of changes things, you know. So you've got to kind of play that game. Try to, if you're going to fish during the hottest part of the summer, make sure you're doing it in the morning and evening, and that's going to be your best chance of success.
And when we're talking about sort of conditions when it comes to lakes and fishing at that point, what would you say would be the best place to get information on fishing conditions at a certain lake?
Just go to the Iowa Department of Natural Resources website. If you look under the fishing heading, you can even go and seek out our weekly fishing report and sign up to have it sent to you via email weekly. But that's pretty comprehensive. It's statewide. You know, the biologists and technicians throughout the state, you know, talk to bait shop owners, anglers. We've got conservation officers out on the ground that might be interacting with anglers, you know, et cetera, wherever we can get information to kind of compile and put in that fishing report about the various, you know, lakes, ponds, rivers, streams that we can get, and then provide that to the public, you know, as timely as we can. You know, we try to get it out there as quick as we can. You know, obviously there are some delays with, you know, let's call it press time, in getting that information to people, but it's the most current information, you know, kind of directly from, you know, good sources, and that is the best way to kind of find out what's going on. And then I'd also encourage, you know, if people have even more specific questions, just call your local, you know, fisheries office and talk to a biologist or technician, and they might be able to give you, kind of that day's report, you know, as to what is going on, at least, you know, if they've talked to an angler or kind of heard through the grapevine, maybe it's a, you know, a park ranger, park manager that's interacted with anglers, and that information makes up to the fisheries office, that can be shared with people. And then also, you know, those fishery staff know a lot about, you know, specific lakes and maybe how to target fish, what baits to use, whether it's a good time to even be fishing, you know. I mean, maybe it's right after a pretty lengthy, heavy rainstorm, and that lake may, you know, stain up a little bit, get a little cloudy, and those are the kind of things that people are going to want to know before they drive 2 or 3 hours.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with Iowa Department of Natural Resources fisheries biologist Chad Dolan. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Tyler Bruner with KCII News.